Now, the next part of faith is believing that once you start believing that that's God, because the devil is a liar and he'll fight you all the way. He'll try to convince you that that's just something you made up or you heard somebody else say or whatever, or just babbling. You know, I used to hear the odd person. Sometimes it's funny the way some people pray in tongues. It's really comical. And sometimes I used to think, could that really be tongues? Could that really be a language? Until I remember in meetings I was at, I met some people, some Inuit up north. And I began to hear it the way they communicated. And after I heard them, I said, I'll never question whether somebody's speaking in tongues or not when it doesn't sound like a language, because I couldn't believe the sound of that language. I never heard anything like it. How could people make any sense of that? It was just absolutely incredible. And I thought, I'll never question somebody again when they're, you know, they're really exercising their spiritual gift in that area and praying in the Holy Spirit. See, it can, again, this here has to be shut off a lot of times. We can't try to decipher whether, how do we think it should feel for me to pray in tongues? What should it feel like? And if we've got some kind of an idea what it is, most likely we'll fail every time, because it likely won't be that way. It likely will not. And some of us have seen some people filled with the Holy Spirit, being in some meetings sometimes. I remember one night we had a bunch of people and they were being, we were praying for them and they were being filled with the Holy Spirit. And I remember this one lady who was laying on the floor, because she fell out on the Spirit and she's laying on the floor. And it was almost like you could see her belly start from here and it just started to come out and she just exploded in tongues. And sometimes we see something like that and we think, well, that's what should happen. If we, you know, that happened to them, so that's the way it should happen to me. No, not at all. We cannot base those things on other experiences, because ours can be totally different, totally different. And sometimes when you get a strong anointing in a meeting and, you know, that's what God is doing that particular night and so forth, that people will, it just seems like it just comes on them real quickly. Then some other times we think that it has to happen all that, the same way, but that's not the case at all. We're all different. God moves, God does different things, different ways, many different times. How many different ways did Jesus heal people in the Bible? I mean, there's many, many, many different ways. Well, there's different ways for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit as well. But thank God he always wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Paul said, if I pray in a tongue. So he's saying he's the one that's doing the praying. It's interesting, one of the things that I didn't mention about the different kinds of tongues, just came to my mind now, is the fact that the Apostle Paul actually says, verse 15 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with my spirit, and I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. So the Apostle Paul here is saying, I will sing in tongues, and I'll sing in English. I'll pray in tongues, and I'll pray in English. He said, I'll do it both ways. And then he goes on to say, otherwise, now he's giving instruction here to the church at Corinth, if you bless with the Spirit only, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen? In other words, if we were all gathering for a meal together, I asked somebody to say grace, and there was, you know, part of the people spoke in tongues, part of the people didn't, and that person stood up and just said grace in tongues. Paul is saying, if you did that, how would the uninformed say amen? Because they'd just kind of be confused. He said, how would the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say? For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. You indeed give thanks well. In other words, if I'm sitting down at the breakfast table and it's just me and Debbie, or just me, and I decide I'm going to give thanks in tongues, that's a scriptural way to give thanks. Because Paul said, you give thanks well, but the other person isn't edified. So he's talking about here about the other person. You know, if I did that, that would probably be a non-scriptural thing to do if this other person was there and I knew he didn't know, understand anything about tongues, and I gave thanks. I said, well, let's pray for a meal, and I prayed in tongues. And that would be probably a non-scriptural thing to do, because that other person wouldn't understand. But he says, you give thanks well enough, but the other person isn't edified. And we always want to do things that edify one another. So these things, when we understand them, we can put them in their proper perspective. when Paul says now, you know, you don't do this when you come together with the uninformed, but he's not saying not to do it with people who understand and so forth, and just give thanks in other tongues. We have that choice or ability to be able to do that. Well, I'm about finished.